A deckhand on a tug was killed last Wednesday in Bristol Bay while helping to repair a mooring line. 20-year-old Spencer Vaughn Brewer from Shoreline, Washington, was crushed between two barges after he was knocked in the water. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Brewer was employed by Naknek Barge Lines, a subcontractor for Linden's Alaska Marine Lines. On Wednesday, he and another crewman climbed onto a buoy near three large barges in the mouth of the Naknek River. A mooring line was fouled underneath the buoy, which the two men were hoping to fix or unshackle. The ebb tide was pushing one of the barges into the buoy, and Brewer was knocked into the water. He was swept underneath the barge and resurfaced between two of the vessels. Before he could climb aboard or dive underneath, he was crushed between the two barges. Witnesses told police his PFD prevented him from getting underwater fast enough to get out of harm's way. David Rosenvig is a spokesperson for Linden.
It's a very terrible tragedy. We're all really saddened by the loss of a crewman. An investigation's underway. And at this time, our thoughts are just with his family.
Other crew recovered Brewer's body downstream and attempted CPR. Emergency responders tried also at the nearby dock, but the young man was pronounced dead. While he's relatively unknown in Bristol Bay, news of the tragic accident sent shockwaves through the community of Shoreline in Washington Thursday. Lisa Gromlich is a close family friend.
Spencer loved the sea. Spencer was a Sea Scout from the time he was quite young. He and his buddies, every summer, would use reclaimed materials, like really wacky reclaimed materials, to build boats that they would then take around Lake Washington. And so any way Spencer could get on water was always the best thing he could find, you know, to do.
Last year, there were no commercial fishing deaths in Alaska. While Brewer was not a fisherman, the barging operations he was a part of support the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery. That's something Gromlich says the family and friends have been able to take some comfort in.
We're very aware that Spencer was part of a community of hardworking, adventuresome people that do the work that needs to get done on the docks and in the fishing industry, and that it connects us in Seattle to people in Alaska. And so we are mourning the loss of Spencer. But we also know that it is something that has happened to many, many families in Alaska, and we offer our support to all those families and certainly feel their support of us.
Spencer Brewer's body was sent to Anchorage for an autopsy. The Coast Guard and OSHA told Bristol Bay Borough Police that they will be conducting separate investigations of the accident. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.